Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
Oh, I find it highly unlikely that A, that is the correct time, and B, I've had something for this, but forget it. All right, the actual time is 1930 UTC, and everybody knows that that's the time when we begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Little Robert Smith ending there. Ow! Yeah. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am less than enthusiastic today. Why am I less than enthusiastic today? I really don't know. It's cold outside. The Weather Channel last week told me that it was going to be 80 degrees again today. And today it is 27 degrees. These, of course, are Fahrenheit measurements. That would have been about, what, 25 and negative 2 degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius? Right. So it's cold outside. I wanted to go look for dudes. And there's snow on the ground. There is snow, but I don't think it's going to last long. We might have gotten an inch or two overnight. I find it to be terribly unexciting. Maybe if we've got more snow, I would be more enthusiastic about it, but I don't know what it is. I just, not thrilled about it. The one and only thing that I'm thrilled about today is this tea that I'm drinking. Oh, yeah. Which is the new Jinjin Mei that arrived on my doorstep just 2 days ago. I drank it all day yesterday. And now, I'm drinking it again today. Because it's just so good. Hello Kitty thinks so. Hello Kitty thinks I'm fun. I'm fine. I know I'm fun. That's why they put me in charge of the Dubious Goals Committee. You know, that and so I could drink more tea. Oh, yeah. Wow, it's not even funny. It's ridiculous. It's so good. All right, so what are we doing today? I have no idea. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is I've got nothing for you today. I've got no Dubious Goals Committee show worth a damn. So I guess we just got to do all the standard crap. You know, I got up too late. Why did I sleep in so long? And I didn't sleep all that well. But anyway, basically, what I'm doing right now is I'm watching sports ball. I've got football on that we need to punch in. We got Brighton and Hove versus West Bromwich Albion, but this game is not exciting. Being played in an empty stadium, we can hear all the guys shouting, all the players. You can hear the coaches shouting at the players.
Pereira. Townsend.
Isn't it funny how a game of football can change, though? But Brighton will be thinking, hopefully, they get a chance and kill the game off. But
so much better in the first half, and you wouldn't think there was no way back into it, but no two halves seem to be the same, do they?
West Brom have been, you know what else is a little bit weird about all of this is that because there's no crowd, there's no spectators. That sounds so weird. It just sounds like a reverby, empty stadium, and it's just not the same for me since there's nobody singing. There's no obnoxious songs and chants being sung.
Robinson.
And this game isn't that exciting. Yeah. So what else are we doing? Well, we're watching another game at the same time. Is it another football game? No, it's not. It's a rugby game. Yeah.
Saints may well appeal.
Super League.
That one from Lewis Dodd, his worst kick, and he was put under pressure. It wasn't the best of last tackle plays from Saints, and the first time he's really made any sort of mistake.
Yeah, out on the full if it hits the chalk and Salford. Now, look, they're gonna get a better opportunity, and the key, the last time they were down this end of the field, they rushed. And they
yeah, so I'm not super clear on who's even playing in this game. Obviously, it's Salford, but there's another team, because this is a sport that's contested between two teams, like many sports. And this is versus Saint H. Who is Saint H? Oh, Saint Hubbins, the patron saint of footwear. If you understand that joke, let me know. Saint Hubbins. And here's my cat. Oh, my cat has arrived. Hello, Peppa. What are you doing here? Oh, it's so nice. Look at how fluffy you are. Oh, Peppa has arrived and is going to be fluffy. And what are you looking at? Oh, you're looking at your computer. Are you wondering if your computer is on? It's on. Come on. It's on. But I don't know if it's running. Okay, so the cat has hopped over to the computer with me. I will log her in because I turned it on a little while ago, and here's the kitty video page, and she knows this page. Oh, you want to watch kitty video? Okay, there's a birdie for you. Oh, look at that birdie in the grass. What is that damn birdie doing? I think you better get him. You better get that birdie. So I'm going to sit back down over here as my cat tries to attempt to catch birds that are on her computer screen. It's probably not going to happen, but you know, that's not going to prevent her from trying. There she goes. She's swiping at the screen. She's getting her greasy kitty fingerprints all over the computer screen. Look at that greasy kitty mess you made. Meow! Give me something fast.
Boy, are you going to...
Get it now, digital media. Buffering.
Get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
And that's not just any mom who's walking in the door. It's 1981 mom whose only concern is if things are shiny.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, shut up, 1981 mom. What do you care? You got your shiny shit. Why are you complaining? Why are you suddenly suspicious? Why don't you just unload the groceries and get on with your shiny 1981 life? And how does one exactly lead a good 1981 life? Well, you're going to have to listen to a lot of 1981 music. I just realized this is not 1981. This is 1982. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, so now we need to find an actual 1981 song, not this 1982 song that I was going to play. Do I really want to put this much effort into the show today? I kind of don't. I've got a lot of other stuff I could be doing. I don't feel like doing any research. I really just want to get this over with, done with, and get the hell out of here. Screw it. Okay, we're going back to 1982 with Men at Work. Be Good Johnny. And I like this song because it talks about a lot of sports that you can play in Australia. And I like sports in Australia. Like cricket and footy. Anything else? kangaroo racing.
Bye, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool. Oh, no, Ma. Oh, no, Da. I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden rule. Get taught by the teacher not to daydream. And taught by my mom. Football this year, John? No? Oh, you must be gonna play cricket this year then, are you, John? Nah, 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 nah. Well, you sure are a funny kid, Johnny. But I like you. So tell me, what kind of boy are you, John? I only like dreaming all the day long.
Men at Work, everybody's favorite Australian band from the 80s. Great stuff. That still stands up. That's a good track, and that's really helping me to get some energy going. I'm feeling energized. I feel like I've ingested some kind of source of energy, like maybe a Dragon Ball, or maybe I've had a magic potion. No, that's not it. I feel like maybe I have eaten...
Banana.
Or possibly,
banana.
Because that's what this is. This is the dubious
banana.
Committee. I don't have to repeat it every day, do I? Yes, I do. I'm feeling like I need more energy, and I'm feeling like I need my brain to be blanked out, completely erased, stomped all over. What would be good for that? Oh, I know.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Fantastic, you can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. I'm a flossing girl in the fantasy world. With me
But the bad news is, my name really isn't Ken, it's Tobe. And now we have to get in our Husqvarna and go camping and get drunk and party our asses off.
Sommarnatt med konversationer som hade fått fnatt. Det var kyligt i luften, ja nästan kallt. Våran brasa den spraka och mygg var överallt.
Vi har legat på stränder från väst till öst. Man flörtar med killar
och spanar efter bröst.
Man sitter och grillar med folket man gillar.
Och midsommar då man nubbar och sillar.
Med packad väska från kust till kust. Du stannar bara till där du håller.
Havet är det skönt om du vill bli våt.
Du bränner dina axlar i en båt med solfaktor 100 på din rygg.
Det tar nog till hösten innan jag blir snygg.
Ni är husvagn på sommaren.
Disco Crew with Husqvarna. And if you're wondering what that song is about because you don't speak whatever language that is, it's about renting a camper for the summer and going out and partying, and you can wear a bikini and you can play fun games like volleyball and koob, and you can drink a lot of alcohol. And, you know, I do love to play koob, and I would like to go outside and play it right now, but I can't because it's snow all over the place. Maybe I should get a Husqvarna, and maybe I should travel around with my girlfriend.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
And we can drive all over Vietnam looking for golf balls. And, you know, maybe some marmots. Yeah, and then the party would be on.
The party's on.
Yes.
Result!
Damn it.
What's wrong with you?
I foolishly agreed to accompany my wife on an extreme sports calendar shoot.
Oh, you mug!
You plum duff.
I have ordered not one, not two, but three crates of poppers. We're having it large.
All right, don't rub it in.
And it's Bank Holiday Monday.
Recovery Monday.
That's right, easing out the calm down. While you're out there watching your wife parading about in a jumpsuit.
Hello, idiot.
And where's Mrs. Harrison and all this?
She's staying with her sister in Bournemouth. I am greenlit the whole way. I just have to find a quiet spot, tell her I'm going to bed at 9:30 and carte blanche. Woo! Oh, you are so under the thumb, it's frightening.
At least I've got a thumb.
Look, why don't you just tell this woman that you can't make it this weekend because you're rolling with the boys?
If I do that, Sabu, she will pummel me into the dirt.
Give her the back of your tentacle.
She's a powerful woman.
Come on!
Sometimes I wonder if I made the right decision marrying an extreme sports calendar model.
Well, yes, these are decisions that we need to make in life. What kind of model do you want to marry? Do you want to marry an extreme sports calendar model? Maybe. Do you want to marry a swimsuit model? Or do you want to marry a runway model, which might be problematic unless you are one of those types of people who are way too sexy for their shirt? Those people exist.
Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
Here's one of them.
Going to leave me.
Some of us are too sexy for that song, but I play it anyway. You're welcome. Oh, come on. Who doesn't love that song? I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. It's a classic, you have to admit. And one of the best things about it, of course, is the Hendrix. Of course, you know, if you're making a song about being too sexy for various things, such as cities, automobiles and other conveyances, parties, and animals, You've got no other choice than to put the sexiest guitar solo in it ever. And what's that? Yeah, Third Stone from the Sun by Hendrix. So that works. It works for me. I don't have a problem with that. The thing that I have a problem with this song is that models do not walk or do their little turns on a catwalk. Models do their little turns on a runway. That thing that sticks out from the stage is called the runway. There is a stage, there is a thrust, and then there is the runway. The catwalk is the thing that's way up above the stage, up really high where nobody can see it. And models do not walk up there. Why don't models walk on the catwalk? Because the catwalk is not solid. Usually these are just, you know, metal grids that you can walk on. But if you are wearing high heels, like a sexy model on a runway, you are not going to be able to walk on a catwalk. These details and others have been brought to you by The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC. Whether I'm ready or if I want to or not, it has to go down. So you better be listening every day. 1930 UTC. You know the time. You know the person. That's me, Tobe. I'm the guy. Not to be confused with the other guy, which is Quaffio. But I was going to say, but I have better hair. But do I have better hair than Quaffio? I mean, he is called Quaffio for a reason. But then again, I'm called Tobe for a reason too. Now, aren't I? Yes. Yes, I am. And even though, still to this day, no one has figured out what the acronym Tobe stands for, people are still wondering, does the B stand for banana?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.